Hey, it's Carlos. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about seven things that make a girl pretty. And I'm not talking about your blush collection. I'm not talking about the foundation or mascara or all that other stuff. Nope, you can put your purse away. What we're talking about today is something completely different. We're talking about an attitudinal way to make yourself more attractive to men. You see, many women think that you need to be a fashion model beauty to attract a man these days, and that's simply the furthest thing from the truth. Men have been and always will be attracted to attractive women. Yes, that's a very simple statement, but it's actually got a lot of meaning and punch behind it. We're attracted to attractive women. Yeah, I mean, we can pretend that guys don't go after girls who are horrible, obnoxious, and completely wrong for them just because they think they're hot. Yeah, we know that guys do that. But we also know that this is completely superficial, and it's almost a sure bet that it will not last. So we're going to put aside the shallow hookups for the time being so that we can look at what really makes men fall in love with you and stay with you, which means that you have to draw them in. You have to draw a guy in with these parts of you that have nothing really to do with makeup and fashion, and they have everything to do with your soft qualities. So what are soft qualities, and what is it that really makes a woman attractive to a man? Well, let's dig into it here with these seven things that make a girl pretty to a guy. And you can trust these because, well, I'm a guy and I've been around many women, so I know what makes a woman attractive. The number one way to be pretty to a guy is to be happy. Look, no one is asking you to be a super happy, bubbly, life of the party. Actually, those people can be really downright annoying. Nor do you have to act like you're one of those over-the-top positive thinkers. But if there's something that can make a woman twice as pretty at first sight, it's her overall attitude. You see, regular girls are usually only that way. They're only regular because they're never all that happy. I mean, if you really look at them, you ever find yourself in a conversation with somebody and then 2 minutes in, you feel like you need to run away as fast as you can? You know, like they're sucking the energy out of you. Or they have that grumpy mindset that takes whatever topic you bring up and makes it instantly negative and a downer. You could be talking about anything positive, and they somehow find a way to turn it around and make you depressed over it, or second guess yourself, right? These people are not attractive to talk to. Well, attractive girls are simply much happier, right? And it shows. It shows in her face. It shows in her body language. It shows in the conversation. These women are excited to see you, and they make you feel wanted and interesting. They talk about whatever topics come up, and they're just generally more agreeable. They also have a certain amount of joy in their life, and their view of life especially, that makes conversations a pleasure instead of a burden. It's a relief from the gloomy, defeatist people that you run into almost all day long. You know, they either hate their jobs, their life, or both. So focus on a smile and being that bright spot in somebody's day if you want them to feel a natural gravity, a natural attraction to be close to you and near you. So the number two way to be pretty, to be attractive to a guy, is you got to be stable, okay? You just need to be stable. We men need stability and peace in our lives, and nothing ruins that faster than a crazy girlfriend throwing a big old pile of drama into our world. Sure, you have your occasional moments of crying for no reason and maybe a freak out or two every so often, but you should do your best to keep them out of sight for that first few months of dating, right? If there's anything you can do to be attractive and interesting to a guy, it's keep him believing that you can manage your own emotional situation, your own state, without involving him in all that drama. Later on, he'll have no problem providing the occasional calming hug for you and emotional support. He just needs to know he isn't dating a train wreck. Number three way is you know how to cook. Oh yeah, I know what you're thinking. Carlos, you're giving me sexist stereotypes like this? Next thing you're going to tell me I need to be barefoot and pregnant. No. This one might seem like a dated concept. It might seem like a stereotype, but it's actually true for a reason. Hands down, men like it when women can cook for them. There's just no arguing with that, okay? It is. It doesn't matter how dated or how, you know, old-fashioned it may seem. It works. So you see, these days, everybody is either ordering from a fast food window or they're microwaving something in a box. So it's a huge relief when you know that you can get a nice home-cooked meal every once in a while. It doesn't have to be an exquisite three-course meal, just something that shows you care about, well, caring for him. The number four way to be attractive is you don't take the relationship too seriously. Look, I get it. A relationship is important. For many women, doubly so. But you can't let your focus become all about the relationship. And I mean that with capital letters, the relationship. guys sense when a woman is too into the relationship and then makes it her only focus, as if her very future depends on it. And believe me, I know, it sometimes feels that way, right? It's emotionally urgent to every one of us. It may feel that your connection with him is all that matters, especially after you've had a disagreement or a fight. But a guy is going to be on the lookout for signs that you're not only looking for a short-term partner, but a guy is going to be on the lookout for signs that you're only looking for a long-term partner or husband. As in, that's the only thing you're really needing and wanting. He needs more than that. He needs present moment fun. The women that are most attractive to a guy are going to have other things going on in her life, and she won't get too caught up in the small stuff of the relationship. I'm going to talk about that one again in a minute. So trust me when I tell you that most guys view this as a major red flag. The number five way to be attractive is you got to be lively in bed. Okay, ask any guy what his pet peeve with his ex-girlfriend was, and he'll probably start out with something nice and rational like, oh, we were headed in different directions, and then he'll finish up with, and she wasn't really all that great in bed. When a woman is halfway decent in bed, a guy won't complain, okay? If he was still in that relationship with that ex-girlfriend, he wouldn't be really complaining about her in bed. But if she's too laid back and inanimate and, you know, doing the nasty, well, he starts to think that this means she's not happy with him. Maybe he's not that interesting, or maybe he's not that attractive or sexy. And if he starts to sense that maybe she's not all that into him, he'll start to think she's maybe looking to cheat, or maybe she just wants to end the relationship. And a lot of guys will break up first just to avoid all that drama. So you gotta make sure the sex is good, especially in the first few months when that lust is running high. Many girls have a fear of being viewed as a slut, and so they're more reserved in the bedroom. But men also have a huge fear of getting into a relationship, and then the sex grinds to a halt. You don't have to do insane gymnastics. You don't have to have the flexibility of a rubber band, but you should be focusing on keeping the energy and the excitement up in bed. We men don't need superhuman tricks with your tongue. We're very simple in this respect. But we do need you to show that you're into it emotionally. And you can do that through variety. You can do that in a lot of different ways. But really, the emotional connection is what men are actually looking for. We connect and fall in love in a lot of ways through sex. So the number six way to be attractive is you have your own interests and passions. This one is actually much more important to men than it is for many women. And it's also one of the chief complaints I hear from men. I hear it all the time, especially my married friends. You remember when I told you that it's very attractive when a woman doesn't take the relationship too seriously? Well, this is the tip that is directly related to that. If a woman is too focused on the relationship, she tends to let her own needs slide, okay? And then eventually a man feels that pressure, and it explodes when you have a crisis after having not taken care of your own needs. We want the woman in our life to have her own interests and hobbies to fulfill and recharge her. It makes it easier for a guy to do things to show his love for you too. He can buy you gifts and participate with you in that hobby, which any guy will tell you is the way guys naturally show their love. Now the number seven way, the last way to be attractive and pretty to a guy, is attractive women make men feel interesting, special, and adored. Now if there's any one tip from this list that I've given you that you pay attention to, it's this one. It's not much of an exaggeration when I tell you that many guys see women as complainers, to put it bluntly. We hear women complaining about their bodies, we hear them complaining about their mothers, their girlfriends, their boss, their period, their job, their... Okay, you get the point, right? There's simply nothing more unattractive than a person who complains all the time. For a man, dating an Eeyore is kind of a buzzkill. You know, Eeyore from the Winnie the Pooh books? Oh boy, another day. Oh, the sun's out now, but it's just gonna rain again later. Look, a guy can figure out, he can look out and he can imagine the next 30 years of his life with any person, and he won't want to see that 30 years filled with nagging and unhappiness. So it's also equally rare when he finds a woman that does the opposite. She cherishes and adores men without complaint. She isn't whining about how he's watching sports again or how he's acting like a child again. She's out there enjoying and celebrating the things that make him a man, even if they're not always the things she would choose. Look, I'm not talking about kissing up to him in false flattery either. I mean that you can find those things about him that other women find annoying and then realize that many of those same things are not going to change in your lifetime. So if you can turn the energy into a kind of, I want to love him, not change him, charge, well, then he's yours. And look, if we're being perfectly truthful about this, we know that there always has to be something to complain about the other person, okay? This goes for men too, yeah. We're never going to say that a person is completely perfect. We always see the faults after a certain period of time. So even if you found the guy that was into everything you did, you'd find a way to complain about him being too good of a match, okay? Remember, men instinctively feel desire for women that make them feel desired. That's super huge. I'm going to repeat that again. Men instinctively feel desire for women that make them feel desired. We will chase the woman that makes us feel good about ourselves. So it pays to pay attention to his feelings, and the relationship. Yes, I know yours are important, but all too frequently, men's feelings in a relationship get ignored because very often women don't realize he's having them. He just doesn't show them. So you got to get through. You got to break through that barrier. You see, the most important thing for a guy is to choose his girlfriend and possible wife-to-be very carefully. He knows that his happiness and his future success depends on making the right choice. But most women don't know how a man makes that choice. If you'd like to discover those signals, those things that he's looking for and wants in a woman and wants in his relationship, then you need to go over and see my video on soulmates. I've got a very, very important presentation, a video presentation on soulmates and what it means to men, stuff that most women will never know about guys and how we feel on the inside. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. That's datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. And hey, this is Carlos Caballo. I enjoy bringing all this great stuff. If you want to also maybe throw me a tip or throw me a line and tell me how you're thinking about this here podcast and the articles and everything and what you want to hear, go on over to datingadviceguru.com. Go on to the forums, post something there too. But until then, I'll be talking again soon. Again, go grab your free presentation, datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. datingadviceguru.com/soulmates. And I'll be talking again next time. Until then, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.